Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting. President Donald Trump wants an investigation into voter fraud in the November election. The U.S. president, through a series of messages on Twitter Wednesday, has called for an investigation into voter fraud in November's presidential election, reinforcing his belief that voting by millions of undocumented immigrants cost him a victory in the national popular vote. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
On Tuesday, White House spokesman Sean Spicer reiterated to reporters the debunked claim that 3 to 5 million immigrants illegally voted for Trump's opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, one day after Trump rehashed the election at a reception for congressional leaders.
The president does believe that. He has stated that before. I think he stated his concerns of voter fraud and people voting illegally during the campaign. And he continues to maintain that belief based on studies and evidence that people have presented to him.
Election officials who have analyzed the November 8 vote say there were virtually no indications of voter fraud, certainly not on the scale Trump suggests. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A draft executive order shows President Donald Trump asking for a review of America's methods for interrogating terror suspects and whether the U.S. should reopen CIA-run black site prisons outside of the United States. The order would also continue America's use of the detention facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The Associated Press says it obtained a copy of the draft from a U.S. official. The document instructs senior national security officers to recommend to the president whether to reinitiate a program of interrogation of high-value alien terrorists to be operated outside the United States and whether such a program should include the use of detention facilities.